It was a time of misery and poverty for so many, but 2 years after it was formed, a club reached out to the poor children of Norwich. In 1924, more than 700 of them, many from the orphans' home in Chapelfield, were treated to a rare Christmas feast and lots of fun at St Andrew's Hall. After tea, they settled down to no less than 3 hours of entertainment. The band from the Lads Club played, paper hats came from Cayley's, oranges, bananas and apples were given to the children as they left, thanks to Mr. Pordage and Mr. Gamer, two well-known Norfolk names. We described the party as one of the city's jolliest Christmas celebrations, and it became an annual event which hundreds of children looked forward to. Many lived in the city slums and had lost their fathers in the First World War. These parties put a smile back on sad faces. That is an early example of the way the Rotary Club of Norwich has reached out to the people at home and abroad since it was formed a century ago. It was at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 18th, 1922, when 15 city businessmen gathered at the Royal Hotel and formed what is now one of the oldest Rotary clubs in the country. Thomas Glover, manager of the then privately owned gasworks, was elected the first president, and it was agreed to meet on a Wednesday lunchtime at the much-loved Royal at the entrance to Prince of Wales Road. From the start, this was a club for businessmen, but there were also gentlemen determined to do what they could to help others, and they played a leading role in city life. As the president said, just as the soil needed to be agitated and cultivated, so did the brains of the business and professional people. Members of the Jarrell family joined their ranks. The first donations helped others 100 years ago, went to the Norwich Invalid Children's Aid Association and the Lads Club. And then the following year, money was sent to the Japanese Earthquake Fund. From then on, and to this day, the famous Rotary Club of Norwich has, and is, helping people across the world in so many different ways. During the October of 1925, when the Norwich Museum celebrated its centenary, the club organised a big Norwich at Home Week, staging a whole host of events for the locals and visitors. And as part of the week, the Lord Mayor and club member, Dr. George Stevens Pope, gave a groundbreaking speech on Norwich, which went out on Radio 2LO. This was the second radio station to broadcast regularly in the country. It was estimated about 5 million listeners heard what was going on in the city. Membership and events grew over the years, with around 90 members by the end of the 1920s. They continued to raise money to help others and organised a number of outings, including one for the blind, which ended with gifts of cigarettes and tobacco for the men and tea and chocolates for the women. Just before the start of the Second World War, the president was one of the most popular men in the city, the extraordinary Canon Charles Compton Lanchester, known and loved as C.C. C.C. was the vicar of St. Barnabas for more than 60 years, and how the people loved to see him flying around the city on his high-tech auto cycle in the 1950s with a big grin on his face. That is why the Rotary Club has been so successful, people from all walks of life coming together to learn from each other and help others. In 1971, Rotary Court, the sheltered housing complex, was opened, and in 1977, Rotary House for the Deaf was opened. The number of organisations and individuals receiving help, support and advice grew. And in 1993, the club voted to accept women members, and thanks to them, the good work has and continues to help others in many different ways.